Episode 3310, Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous start to your weekend and maybe you're enjoying some snow or some rain. I know for us, we've got a little bit of a chill happening for the next few days. And so it's all the more reason why we need to cuddle and snuggle to the ones we love. Can you feel the love tonight? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss It newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, many of us long for that deeper level of intimacy when it comes to maintaining a healthy and passionate relationship with our spouse. I feel like we need to sing here. Can you feel the love tonight? Okay, my voice is a little off, but you get it, right? We want to feel that love. And maybe this past Valentine's Day, a few days ago, believe it or not, it was only a few days ago, you might be scratching your head going, gosh darn it, I didn't feel it. Like, what's missing? Because truly we yearn for a connection that goes beyond the physical and dives into the realm of true emotional and sexual fulfillment. Yes, I'm talking about the big word, S-E-X. And a lot of times we just don't even want to talk about it because we're uncomfortable. You know, we think, oh, we're getting too personal. Well, what is your love life like? And are you getting what you want physically and emotionally? Because again, most of the time we don't stop long enough to think about whether we are getting quote unquote fulfilled until it comes to that moment. And when it comes to that moment, it's like, oh, now I have to quote unquote perform. And then we get all caught up. Now, some of you are like, I don't have to worry about that. Maybe you don't, but maybe you do at other times. Maybe when you're stressed out or the kids are just bothering you and now you have that time with your sweet spouse, you're like, I'm just too tired. And the headache thing, it's not necessarily a real thing, but it's like, I'm too tired. I'm too stressed. Like, I can't relax enough and I really don't have what it takes to put in the energy to give you all that I want to give you. And so it's really hard for us to find a way because usually when we are there at that moment, we're like, well, now what? And it's like, okay, let's just get it done. Okay, let's be real here. All right, now you're not always thinking that because sometimes you can get in that mindset, right? You get in your mind like, okay, all right, I'm there. I'm going to enjoy this. And I know maybe it's TMI, but at what point are you going to say my love life is worth it? God gave this to us for a reason, to create a greater intimacy between two people who are committed to each other. And I would hope that you would want the love, not just, oh, okay, high in passing, but in all facets of your life. So what can you do to nurture your relationship and create an atmosphere of love that will naturally lead to greater intimacy? Well, you got to know the heart more. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Know the heart more. And I know this is just like, you're probably like, Christiane, can we just be done already? Can you like just end the episode right now? It's hard. I've had these conversations with my kids even. Yes, I've had it with my husband. And I can't say that I'm the most comfortable at it. No one is. Because I think if we felt comfortable, it wouldn't mean as much as it does mean. And so when we begin to really look and not just analyze, but to dive deeper into why do I feel this way when we're intimate? Why do I not feel this way when we're intimate? Should I be feeling this or should I be feeling that? I'm not here to tell you what you should and should not be doing, okay? If you're in a committed relationship and it's between two people, that's between you all. Okay, that's not between me and you. But this is to bring up the conversation as to, gosh, how can I know the heart more? Because I want that greater intimacy with my spouse. I want to be able to just know that I can look across the room and it's like, mm-hmm, we know what's happening later on. Or wait, let's just go and let's just kind of have a quick little adventure, right? We got to spice things up a little bit. Maybe you're older and you're thinking, I just don't know that I can go there. Well, we need to go there because we're not getting any younger. And it's hard to bring back the, you know, late teens, early 20s into 30s. And you think you always had your engine roaring then. Well, why can't you have your engine roaring now, 40 years later? What is it? What can you do to know the heart more? Well, this all comes with words, actions, and the emotional connection that you have between you and your spouse. Words have the power to heal. Words have the power to inspire. Words have the power to ignite passion. And not just any kind of passion. Not the passion of we're going to have an argument passion. The passion of I love you to the ends of the earth. And expressing your love through verbal communication is crucial to creating a stronger emotional bond with your spouse. Simple words of affirmation and praise can go a long way in making your spouse feel loved and appreciated. Open up that communication line because it's significant in building marital intimacy. Start small, perhaps with a compliment or a genuine thank you, not just, hey, thanks for taking out the trash. Say, hun, you don't understand, but that really just took a lot of stress off of me. And it's a little thing, but little things add up to what? Humongous things. And it fills a lot of holes in our hearts. You got to know the heart more. Words. And these simple gestures can lay a strong foundation, that thank you. That I love you. Not I love you because you say it every single time you hang up the phone or every single time they leave to go to work. The I love you because you really mean what you say. It's that depth. And when you lay that strong foundation, a deeper emotional connection can be created, which leads to what? A greater intimacy. Words have the power. Are you using them the right way? Actions. Actions, on the other hand, speak louder than words, right? We've talked about this. Our daily actions can profoundly impact our spouse's perception of our love and dedication. So what about those small acts of kindness? You know, we're great at buying a cup of coffee for a stranger, but what about making your spouse's favorite cup of coffee in the morning or offering a foot massage after a long day? This can truly demonstrate your commitment to their happiness and well-being. Hey, babe, you matter. That goes a long way. And by actively seeking opportunities to be thoughtful and supportive, you cultivate an environment of love and care, paving the way for a more connected and intimate relationship. Some would call this foreplay. But foreplay isn't just about, oh, let's get to the SEX. Let's just get to, you know, let's just get there, right? No, this is about living your life, your everyday interaction, so that when you have that time of intimacy, man, it's like beyond fireworks. It's like, yes. Do you remember your first kiss with your sweetheart? Do you want to feel that again? You want to feel that connection, like, I can't escape my spouse because I love her. I love him so much. Actions, words. And another aspect to remember too is that intimacy doesn't solely revolve around the physical affection or just the sexual encounters. Emotional intimacy plays a significant role in creating a deeper connection with your spouse. So taking the time to really listen. Are you listening? Or are you filling in the blank so you don't have to listen to what is actually being said? Are you empathizing? Or are you just like, oh, get over it already? Are you engaging in meaningful conversations that can foster a profound sense of closeness? Emotionally connecting with your spouse can lead to a greater understanding of one another's desires and needs. In other words, read between the lines. In other words, you know because you know. It's not guessing. It's not, do I think he's going to like this? Oh, I'm not sure if she would go for this. You should know because you're paying attention. You have such a connection, this emotional intimacy that draws you together. And then with all of it, incorporate the love language into your daily interactions that can bridge the emotional gap and stimulate greater intimacy. You've probably heard of him, Dr. Gary Chapman. He's the author of The Five Love Languages. He emphasizes the importance of understanding our partner's love language. And by identifying and catering to their specific needs, whether it's acts of service, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, or receiving gifts, you can effectively communicate your love and promote intimacy in a way that resonates deeply with your spouse. That's the key here. What's working for your spouse? What's working for you all? Maybe you're a divorced spouse and you've remarried. Now I know this is like, oh, Christiane, you're not going here. Yes, I am going here. Maybe you dated a guy for a long time, never married, but it felt like you were married. Maybe you even lived together. And then you cut it off after 7 years. Then all of a sudden you're with this other guy. And you're like, oh my goodness, like, what should I be doing here? Sometimes we can't get out of our head because we're in our own head. Intimacy plays tricks on us. And sometimes we become so involved in our own emotions that we can't even focus on the love language of our own spouse. I don't want you to miss the boat of the person that you love the most who's right in front of you, who you're sleeping next to. So figure it out. Figure out that love language. If you're not sure, ask. You can even go to Dr. Gary Chapman's website and they've got a free test there. Or you could just talk about it. You don't have to do a free quiz. And if you're one like, oh yeah, I've got the book. Well, then go back and get the book out. But it's pretty simple. There's only five. Talk about it. Ultimately, earning and nurturing intimacy requires the combination of words and actions, that emotional connection. And by consistently expressing your love, showing appreciation for your spouse, and actively engaging in their emotional world, you can create an atmosphere of love that naturally leads to greater intimacy. But really, it comes down to, do you really want that? Can you feel the love tonight? Are you one who says, yeah, I want to feel it, but I'm not really sure? Because it makes me a little uncomfortable. I get it. But remember, it's okay to be uncomfortable together. You and your spouse, this is a private time. You're not sharing this with your in-laws. You're not sharing this with your parents. You're not sharing this with your best friend. This is between you and your spouse. The one you said I do to. The one that you said, till death do us part. The one that you said, I will love you every day of my life. Can you feel the love tonight? So as you continue on this journey of love and growth, remember that intimacy is not something to be earned or obtained. Sometimes we think that it's like, oh, well, if I just do this, I get this, then woohoo, more excitement for me. No, it's a gift. It's a gift from God. And it's truly a beautiful byproduct of a healthy and thriving relationship built on a what? Solid foundation of love, respect, and open communication. You got to talk to one another. So take the time to speak words of love. Demonstrate your affection through actions and truly enhance and foster that emotional connection. And I promise you, you will undoubtedly feel the love tonight. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.